Hello, this is Chris.
Hi, Maura. Forrest, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, this is fine.
Okay, perfect. Got your text message, and Alex, followed up with you this morning, and I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes. Tell me about this offer that you just got.
Well, it's for 75,000, and the paperwork has already been sent to. I'm not like the power of attorney. It's my mother's house, and my sister-in-law is a power of attorney, and we have a realtor. And the realtor kind of negotiated that. It was 55 originally, and then they came back with that 75 is a higher offer, but closing in 10 days and no inspection. So the realtor's already sent the paperwork to my sister-in-law, but I haven't seen it. I don't, I'm not involved with that. So,
How come
that's
it's not
where
an
I am
active
now.
listing anymore if you got a realtor involved?
It should be.
No. No.
No? Well, maybe she took it out. I don't know. She may have taken it down today.
I mean, it should be pending. It shows off. I mean, if she
Yeah.
took it down today, it should be pending, but it shows off
Yeah.
market. They took
Oh.
it off the market in April.
Hey, Tom. She took it off the market in April. So did she not put it back? Because that fell through too.
Last time I looked,
Last time you
yeah,
looked,
but
it
that
was
was a couple
there.
days
A
ago.
couple of days ago. Or Zillow.
Zillow says it went off in April.
Zillow says it went off in April. It came back on.
Realtor or
Oh, realtor,
Redfin
you
says off market, or Realtor.com says it's off market. Zillow says it's off market.
Huh.
Redfin off market.
Well,
So is she
Tom,
even
if she
still
took
in
off
a
and put it
contract
back
with you
on
guys?
multiple times.
She took it off and put it on multiple times. What did you say?
She even in a contract with you guys?
There was somebody that they put a deposit down. That might have been April. It was a couple that even put a deposit down, but then they backed out because of illness in the family. And then there was another that was contingent on inspection, and they backed out. So this is the third.
Yeah, I think she probably took it back down because she got another contract.
You think she
But
took it down today?
the last time it shows on market was April.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's
So
not
here we
good.
go. So it relisted September 22nd, but it still says off market.
Yeah, because we had an offer in September that fell through probably around the 22nd, around that time period. But then it was back on the market supposedly for
Last couple of weeks.
last few weeks. And then I guess probably back off now, maybe because we just got news it was yesterday,
No, this morning.
this morning. So.
Well, I mean, I just really think it's, I mean, you guys have really had a hard time with this thing, but if that guy says, he can close in 10 days, some people do crazy things. I don't think that's it. But I mean, if you guys, if this thing falls through again, which, closing in 10 days sight unseen for a house like this is a pretty big risk for somebody to take. I think they're just playing you along.
I know. That's what I'm worried about, that in the fine print that I am not looking at, it says contingent on inspection, even though they said no inspection, but
That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all have fun with the next one, and then let me know if this one doesn't work too, and then we can talk again, okay?
There anything you wanted to know about the
I'm actually probably gonna drive by it tomorrow. I gotta go to Danville either tomorrow or Thursday, so I'm just gonna take a little detour.
Okay.
Go by and take a look at it, but I mean, it's almost, I mean, Yeah, sooner or later, you guys are going to have to understand that dealing with a reputable person that actually was going to take a look at the property and just tell you what they can do in the beginning and not keep trying to play games with you. Because you guys, I mean, it's your mother's property, goodness sake. I mean, you know, how much crap do you guys need to be dragged through for something like this where you're just trying to get closure? So, anyway, all right. I mean, it sounds like you're already executing on that other one anyway, so there's nothing I can do, but wait and see. Maybe they do it.
I hope so. We really hope so. We are so tired of keeping it up.
Yeah,
Tom's been mowing it. And
I'm sure you're tired of it. I mean, it's an emotional thing, too. I mean, it's,
right.
It's your family's property.
Right.
And
yeah.
So yeah. I get it. Sorry that other people don't.
Yeah, and my mom is in assisted living. I don't know if you know, remember that piece of it,
mm-hmm.
too. So
mm-hmm.
this is going, it has to go to her. And then
right.
the Medicaid look back thing has, you know, it has to be at market value. So we've been.
Well,
whatever.
Market value is what somebody's
whatever
willing to pay.
Yeah, that's right. And we have plenty of documentation now.
Market value is very, very factual.
Ambiguous.
What somebody's willing to pay.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All righty.
Well,
for calling.
Nice talking to you too. And, you know, if anything changes, holler back.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.